Out the wazoo.
Ain't nothing like a good night out.
Welcome back to Out the Wazoo, the number one podcast out of Delaware about hip-hop by three white guys. It is episode 163 of the podcast. There's 162 other gems in the vault that you're going to need to go back and look at.
Wait, did you just assume my race? What if I don't identify as a white guy?
You can't identify as anything other than what I identify you as. So that's what I'm doing right now is what I'm reverse engineering your race.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't know.
And that's legal, right? I can do that.
Might be.
I would say
because
so.
The government doesn't say no.
Yeah.
Also don't say yeah.
I would know. I work for them.
Out the wazoo. Ryan, tell them where they can find us.
Y'all can find us at anchor.fm/wazoo podcast. That's where our podcast is distributed. It's also distributed through Apple Music. We got Spotify. We got YouTube up. Look up Out the Wazoo. There's all of our previous, I'd say since episode 148, we have videos up on YouTube.
Yeah, I think we have like 20 to 25 videos up.
Twitch stream.
We do have a Twitch stream. We're going to try and get on that joint quickly.
Imagine us playing games, though.
Yeah,
I mean, we're already playing games.
I mean, we're playing games in the studio. We're playing games with our life.
I'm playing games with the bag, too.
If we live stream, like, there's a reason that this isn't live, if you know what I'm saying.
Trying to
like,
catch dubs. And you can also find us on Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, DM us. If you're an artist, make sure you hit that fucking bag button. We'll hit a bag button on your end, you know, and we'll exchange goodies. You know what I'm talking about?
Speaking of artists, we have two potential interviews coming up. We have scheduled one.
Goosey.
No. Fucking Goosey, dude. Wow. The guy who we basically got catfished by a rapper by Goosey.
I still want him on, though. The guy who catfished us.
The guy who catfished us?
Yeah.
Not a rapper. Yeah. Just a guy.
His name is Lucy.
Can't believe that we reached out to that guy and we're like, yo, you're real fire with it. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be on the show? And he said, yo.
Oy.
like the guy. And then he said, I live in Perth, Australia. So we're going to have to work together to make this scheduling
work. Yeah, something crazy.
Bro,
like that.
I was like,
dude,
I can't
that was
believe.
The truth. That was the truth within the lie.
It would have been better if
you
lived in Bendigo.
I bet you this motherfucker is in Bendigo somewhere.
Funny.
Because we were like, all right, it's 13 and a half hours.
And we were planning it too. Like I remember we tried to figure it out. We were like, we got a podcast at like 8 a.m., make it work for him.
Who do we have interviewing wise?
Oh, so we got, okay, so I've been speaking with Kai, 45, our boy, right?
Mm hmm.
He released a new project called If I Must, I Will.
Right.
And that's been blowing up. My man's getting like features on radio shows and shit now.
Okay.
So before he gets too big, I feel like we need to get another interview.
Right.
Before he
starts asking us for money.
For money. Before he stops doing stuff out of the charity of his goodness of his heart.
Right.
So we're going to get Kai 45 on probably in October.
Okay.
And then before that, we have another local artist on. Our boy Dylan hooked us up with Kai. Another Kai. For some reason, Kai's like to listen to our podcast.
Shut up, you little bitch.
So we got another Kai who does more like, he does rap, but he also does more R&B. So I'm excited to get him in the podcast.
Explain yourself.
Okay.
You got to back it up and
that little,
and
that
tell
little
us
sample
about the,
I just
the
had
sample.
Was from Logic's
Do it
Incredible
again.
True Story. What up, Kai, you little bitch? That little sample right there, that's from Logic's Incredible True Story. Because it's a concept album.
It's off a sketch.
It's like a sketch. Yeah. It's a skit song.
Did you hear they updated?
Within the album.
What's the name of the artificial intelligence?
They're talking about the artificial intelligence. Yeah. No, artificial intelligence.
What's
it was
the name
her
of the
name
AI?
Was, fuck, I don't know.
Melania Trump?
No.
I'm holding the mic like a Siggy.
What
is
it?
Doichi?
Something like that. Koichi?
And he said, did you get the new update for Cortana? And he goes, yeah, you can make her
you
have any voice that
you
want. You
could basically change the voice, and the voice was interacting with them, and then change to, you know, like a weird, like, synthetic noise, and then the guy who was on the skit was like, nah, you can be anybody in the world, choose a voice, and he chose Big Sean. Big Sean, as the AI, came up and was like, what up, Kai, you little bitch? Because Kai is the guy's name. And it was funny.
Now, that was way too long of a description.
Yeah,
right?
But
am I right
but
about
I had
that?
To
that
fill
was
it
too
in
long
though.
Of a description.
I'm holding the mic
well, how would
Siggy
you,
right now.
How would you have
I
handled
know.
It?
Right. I would have done it like you, but way shorter.
Okay. Like
way
me.
More concise.
Like me, right?
Way shorter. Which you'd think, maybe that's why you're overcompensating. Your story's way too long because way too short. Now that's fine. Now we got a lot to talk about on the podcast. Let's get into it, right?
Okay.
Okay. So what's our album tonight? Please tell the people.
JID, The Forever Story.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a when did this drop?
Last Friday, baby.
Yo.
I'm like
the best new album to drop since Denzel.
I'm like kind of conflicted about reviewing it so soon.
I'm not.
I'm almost. I mean,
it's,
I know.
I mean, it's been a whole week.
This is all we ever wanted.
But man, but 1 week is
this
like
is all we ever wanted.
I know. We've been waiting since fucking 2021 for this album. But but my point being is like, do we give it enough time to really to give it its due tonight?
As much as we talk about JID, I think we're ready.
I think so.
We're ready.
It's not like we don't listen to him.
I think this precedence. Is that the word?
Kamala Harris?
I don't know what you're trying to say, but
I think this precedents us moving as quickly as possible with this album. One, because it's such a revelation in hip hop. Two, we want to stay with the times, right? Because we're modern, right?
We're real modern.
If we leave this in the dust 2 weeks, I feel like people are still going to talk about it, but we're not going to be some of the first to talk about
it. There's dudes on bigger platforms already talking about it.
Oh, yeah. There's already reaction videos and full reviews
but
up.
You see, I don't trust them motherfuckers.
But do you trust us for being a couple days later?
Yes.
All right. Well, fair enough. And that actually begs like a pretty important question about hip hop today. Somebody asked the question of like, is this JID's, and we could talk about this more later if you want, but is this JID's 2014 Forest Hills Drive? Is this JID's Good Kid, Mad City? You know, is this
I see what you're saying.
Is this his platform album to an incredible career?
Yeah.
And I almost don't believe in those types of records anymore. I don't know if an artist can make those kinds of records anymore. Or at least we won't know it was that for another 5 or 10 years.
That's what I agree with.
Or we're just too cynical to agree or think about it. You know what I mean? Like we're just like, it will never happen again. That shit was way too good. That'll never happen again.
I mean, it's hard to compare them. But I mean, in terms of the gravity of the album, like, is this going to make JID... A radio. I mean, J. Cole's not radio, but my point being, you get what I'm saying. Like these guys these guys jumped off of these albums and built incredible multi-platinum careers. Mm-hmm. Is this JID's chance to move up into that upper echelon?
What I'm gonna say,
Travis Scott
is
would say.
Gonna be being agreeing with you, right? You said, are we gonna know if this is his staple album to move to the next step? I don't think so right now. I don't think anybody really knows.
We got to let it simmer.
It's very rare that an artist will drop an album and that even same year, people realize that this is what makes this artist. When 2014 Forest Hill Drive came out, I'm saying it's rare, right? You know, J. Cole is a great artist, but still, there was a lot of people who said, you know, this album is kind of whack. When... To Pimp a Butterfly came out, there was a lot of people who were like, this is really good, but this is definitely not going to be his best shit.
I'm talking Good Kid, Mad City, where all of a sudden, everybody knew Kendrick. Everyone was listening to Swimming Pools, Poetic Justice, Money Trees.
Well, that's why I kind of say like it's rare, right? Like I think, Good Kid, Mad City is one of those... You know,
like, I think Kendrick dropped, and I think it. I would love to know if he went platinum.
Yeah, but I think
in the same year.
I think the thing with streaming nowadays,
it's different, right?
Music is so fucking diluted that the tiers of rap will just there's glass ceilings that will never be broken.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I don't know if JID can make an album like that.
I had an epiphany. I was like how we like, God damn it, Boldy James and stuff like that, and
Moldy.
And he just makes really good fucking music. He's a really good rapper. And we know that's good music. But that's like a D tier when it comes to rap. Because
to popularity.
Of good rap. Because he'll never break through because he doesn't have the name. Nor maybe he will never get out there. And then JID, you could consider him maybe B tier. People know about him. But he'll never break through. And then there's guys like Kendrick and J. Cole who are just cemented that way. Even though they might not be on a radio. But it's a household name. And it's there's like I said, glass ceilings that will just never be broken. Just because I think streaming makes music so diluted.
I think when these two big artists came out, for instance, I'm going to continue to refer back to Kendrick and J. Cole. Like when they first came out, not everybody was on the fucking J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar boat.
I don't know weren't they? Wasn't everyone busting hands in the air? Tell me, hands in the air.
Yeah,
put up
but
to the light like, ugh, nice watch, run it. Everybody knew that, you know.
Yeah, for real. I know, but that, but he didn't start his career out with Good Kid, Mad City. He had Section 80.
An overly dedicated, I know.
Right? You know, so like,
it's, you're right. Those weren't the biggest.
JID, when did JID drop the Never Story?
I think it was 2018.
17.
Okay.
17?
That's 2017. That's only 5 years ago, right?
Only? Motherfucker, 5 years in the rap game. That's like.
I know, but what going back to what Alex said, now it's even harder to make it to that type of tier. J. Cole and Kendrick were coming up in a time where there really wasn't a whole lot else besides like Lil Wayne. You know, Drake was coming up big, you know, at that time.
Imagine we were still illegally downloading music too.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I don't think that actually had anything to do.
But I'm just saying it was like a time where you could, like, whoever was dropping something, that was what it was. That's all anybody talked about. Now it's like, did you get a chance to listen to this? No, I was busy listening to that. No, actually, Method Man came out, dropped an album, whatever.
Right.
Even though he's,
but that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Like right now, the ladder is getting very long because there's so many artists, and it is hard to reach that top. The same way Forest Hill Drive reached the top back when it came out.
And that's probably just a reflection of what the music industry is like. There's less and less of record labels pushing music like this. Like, I don't actually know if there was a lot of mainstream advertisement for JID's album. Like, maybe, I didn't see any pictures. Like, there was the billboard in Atlanta, or there's a commercial or a music video, you know, just the two songs that came out before. I don't know. It's all really interesting to me, but we'll see. We'll see in time, but we'll also talk about it after the break. So let's talk about artificial intelligence.
Right.
Because we talked about this a couple episodes ago. We watched that TikTok of Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
The artificial intelligence built a Kendrick Lamar verse for the Cash In, Cash Out challenge.
I thought that was already a verse that Kendrick had, and they put it onto a new song.
Do you want to listen to it together?
I know, but I'm saying I saw another something like that. It wasn't Kendrick. It was like another rapper, and it was a song that I already recognized that person did, but it flowed so nice with the BPMs and everything that it sounded like it could be on
other
song.
I think it's this.
So I think it's already a song that exists.
I think you got to keep scrolling down.
Listen to this. This is it right here.
Isn't it right there?
I've seen this before. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's fucking awesome.
Hopefully this opens. Here we go. But like, listen to the way the bars go together. So like, that wasn't something that he rapped.
Okay.
That's something that was put together based on his words. And that's what the description of the video says. So unless it's lying.
It's pretty creepy.
So now there's like another thing in the news, which ironically, just after we talked about it, FN Mecca, which I never had heard about this rapper before, but he got, it's so stupid
you
to say
he,
this.
You say he.
They got let go of from their record label because a record label signed them. And then immediately people started listening to it and they said, this is a racist ass computer.
Yeah.
Because he's rapping the N-word and about police brutality
Dude,
and
look
shooting
at
people.
Him.
I mean, he looks like he belongs next to Zuck in the metaverse, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. But this is, I mean, do you think like this is the future of
music? Let me see if I can pull
music?
Up a picture of him. Yeah, there you go. But this is the conversation we had, right? It's like, is this something, a trend that a lot of different artists or record labels are going to start taking? Like, are we going to see more of this?
Yeah.
Of this fucking green-ass hair?
I think so, because listen, like people are going to pay thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to have something like this happen, but for like a previously deceased artist, like Tupac.
Like you see 21 Savage,
people are going to want. Yes, dude.
People don't even listen to a Juice WRLD feature.
Here's the thing.
They shit on a Juice WRLD
but
feature.
But this is what happens in society, right?
Tell me about the society.
You have the people who actually care about Tupac's integrity. And they don't want this. But you have the majority of people who say, fuck him, put him on a goddamn billboard in a goddamn uniform
Stick
outfit
a floppy disk.
And make him do some Fortnite dances
up
on stage, rapping, any fucking Tupac song.
And that
tell
I think
me I'm wrong.
You just described like the youth, the yes. new generation.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. So
the kids who say they call Goku
yeah.
the character from Fortnite.
Yeah.
Right? Like yeah. there's fucking kids who say that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Naruto, who's that? You yeah. mean the yellow hair guy from Fortnite?
Yeah.
Who does the what's this one called?
The gritty. The gritty.
Who does the gritty with Travis Scott? Like, yeah. that's a generation of kids right yeah. now. So, Itachi, they, you're
Itachi
right.
got a red lightsaber.
They so don't give a
who gives
fuck.
A fuck what the origin is.
You're right, dude.
They just want
oh
the fucking
God,
biggest
dude.
Thing, right?
Bro.
And I'm reading about this guy. He came out, FN Mecca is a fictional rapper, right? Originally developed by a guy named Brandon Lee in 2019.
Okay. So, is Brandon Lee, what's
L-
his...
L-E.
What's his now? Does it matter what his background, his race,
well,
is, his ethnicity?
You said you can just backspin it and make him white because the government doesn't care.
Why don't we make him like? Oh, I guess you can't make him yellow, like an emoji. I mean, like make him a gender, make him a not a gender, a racial.
I don't know.
Like, do we need a computer to be black or white or Asian, or
no.
can we just have it be
computer?
Make him a fucking robot, dude.
Yeah, make
don't
him
give
silver.
Him
a, make
yeah.
him silver.
Let me get Frieza on the beat, you know, yeah. like.
But you think
Mecha Frieza.
The thing is with this is that you can as a human relate more to something more human like rather than a robot.
That is true.
If you see something that looks like a robot, you're like you may not take it seriously.
Isn't there a disorder or like some sort of effect that people? It's like a. When you see something that looks human but isn't, and your mind can instantly like determine that that's not real.
You're talking about
yeah.
the uncanny valley, bro?
There we go.
Yeah,
there
the
we go.
Uncanny valley.
It's like
when you, it's when you put human yeah. features. Wow.
Say it again, though.
Whoa.
Hey.
Human features.
Are you an AI?
I'm a robot.
I'm going to press the
I'm
rewind.
I'm a fucking robot.
I'm going to press the rewind button. Ready?
Okay.
Put some
when
oil
put
in his joints.
When you put human features on an inanimate object... That is the uncanny valley.
And that would probably make it hard, even harder to relate, right?
The uncanny valley, and I'm just going to add on to what you mm-hmm. said, because I think that you have most of it, but it's also where we create, like, for example, the show on Netflix, mm-hmm. Black Mirror.
Love, Death, and Robots.
Love, Death, and Robots. The animation...
Close enough.
...is so close
there's
to human,
certain scenes,
yeah.
you're like,
but
what?
Your brain knows there's something off,
yeah.
but it's so realistic. It's yeah. like your brain is like, it, and it's uncomfortable.
Like that yeah. one episode where the Marines saw Cthulhu.
Sure, yeah, that
was
yeah. really realistic.
So close to being yeah. real, and I was like, the way they're moving, it's kind of like...
Or,
yeah.
if you've seen the robot heads... Where they're putting muscles in their face and
yeah.
they're making like a very realistic version of a
mm-hmm.
human head.
Yeah.
And it looks objectively real. But as soon as it starts talking, like something is just mechanical
I,
and
your
body just
I,
goes like, oh, like,
you know what
destroy
I think
it with
is?
Fire.
I think it's because throughout our whole lives, through our eyes and our mind can tell like what true physics are. Right.
Yeah, of course.
We know that when like a car crash happens, they CGI that.
Yeah.
Right.
When there's a dinosaur, like, I'm like, that's the
when
real dinosaur.
When we're looking at those type of animations, right, we're noticing that nature's detail in like what you're capturing, like through your own eyes, can't be imitated.
I don't know. My coworker Rob moves like a robot. And I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure that dude's got the scoop on what's
going
on.
Shout out to Rob.
Yeah, shout out coworker Rob.
You're
fire.
You bitch.
Do you think he listens?
See you tomorrow.
Is he a bitch?
See you tomorrow.
Ew. Tomorrow's Friday.
I know. Holiday weekend, too. Get off early.
You gotta eat.
The question is, and then we'll move on to the next topic. Do you think that there will be another iteration of this that
yes.
is more successful?
Yes.
Yeah, the YouTube streamer.
This is like... this is the fucking guinea pig, dude. This is like everybody's hating him. You know, everybody's like... trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Wait a minute. Did you just interrupt?
Oi.
Wait. Let me hit the rewind button.
Yeah, there's a... Well, if you rewind it, technically you'd still be talking.
Right.
So it's the start over button is the one you want to press.
Go ahead and push
Continue.
That bag button.
No, but that YouTube streamer was telling you about, she has like millions of subscribers already.
No, you're talking about Alinity, the girl who uses like the VR
yeah.
and her body is all fake.
And she's a AI.
But she's not, I don't think, unless I'm talking about somebody else.
I think you're talking about somebody else. They have an artificial intelligence YouTube streamer. It's like
yeah.
a teenage girl.
Mm.
She has like millions of subscribers.
Because I've seen one where a girl wears a full body rig that looks at her eyes, her facial expressions, and then her streaming, what you see is a animated version of whatever she wants. So like,
yikes.
She looks like Bayonetta, no or she'll shit. Look like Peach, or she'll look like just this hot motherfucking cyberpunk bitch. Mm. And then she turns it off and she does like a behind the scenes video, and she's wearing like
this Terminator style
exoskeleton
shit.
With like lasers on her, all of her points.
Dude, what?
It is so cool. And her tits have physics.
Wow.
Burn it all.
Her dude, tits have honestly, physics. I'm about that,
that
though.
That is like peak. You know, that's like where humans will peak uh-huh. and then we'll be, you know, annihilated.
We're all getting uploaded and sucked off, dude.
Sign me up, dude.
We're all getting uploaded and sucked off.
If there's a VR to girls finishing the job on Reddit, buy dude, me an Oculus right now.
If you don't think that when you have a VR headset in the future, augmented reality, yeah. and you're going to be just like Cookie from Ned's Declassified, just like, and it's going to be like scrolling GIFs, yeah. and then yeah. you look behind you and there's a better GIF behind you. Like, yeah. don't mind if I do. You turn around and just...
You're going to be blue skidooing into these GIFs, and you're just... Dun, 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 and you're going to fucking jump in.
Into a blowjob, a gangbang scene.
Dude, fucking Lisa Ann's just going to blow her two balloons together and just...
Please. Hold on.
You're going to blue skidoo into a blow bang. Oh, the future is now.
Dude, can you imagine? Just like there's no rules.
He's no, always about rules.
There's no rules.
There's he shows no, up, no the rules. First question is, so there's no rules, right?
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Well, I technically, no.
I can't get in trouble for this. He's like, no. He's like, let the racial slurs begin.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay. I thought you were going to start smacking it titties
like,
around.
It's like the fucking I think you should leave skit. You can curse and say whatever the hell
any
you
of
want.
These fuckers just cascade out of the wall and jerk
it's like
off.
You're being like, you know, toured through metaverse and you're like, well, here is, you know, the spa that you can visit, and like Alex completely takes all off all his clothes. It's like, so I can bang all of these girls, right? And he's like, well, technically,
do
you
I?
Can do what you want.
He's gonna
but
be
and I'm just like
this
I'm
is
like,
a public
up.
Spa.
And I'm just like, hold up. Do I need consent or no? It's like, no, then leave me
You're
be.
Giving me the worst day of my life.
Unplug.
Wow.
And get me girls.
I'm ready.
Finish the job.
I'm ready.
I
know.
Can't wait for the future. Let's do a new segment.
Soapy goth tits.
Big titty goth girl, but with D's.
Soapy goth
tits.
Oh,
my God.
Let's do a new segment.
What's a new segment?
Our new Burn segment, the lyrical laugh you lose.
Okay, laugh
Let's
you
try
lose.
It out. So we have a new segment mm-hmm. that we're going to try out. It could be funny, it could be ass, but basically we've noticed when we were doing reviews of Megan Thee Stallion that some rappers have like some real drawling ass bars.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to pull up the bars on our phones and we're going to take turns reading them while the other two have to remain silent. And if the other two laugh, you lose.
Okay.
So we'll go back and forth and we'll read these lyrics. Now, I just realized that mine are on my phone, which is being used for the camera. So I'm going to have to pull them up here. So you two have to go first.
Okay.
Okay.
You
want to
go first?
Okay.
Actually, what I'm going to do right now, let me pause the podcast.
Okay.
Let me prepare and then we'll go back in. All right. We're back. We're going to do lyrical laugh or lose. Alex is going to start. If we laugh, we lose.
Okay.
All right. This is from Kanye West's Slow Jams. She got a light-skinned friend. Looks like Michael Jackson. Got a dark-skinned friend. Looks like Michael Jackson.
You lose.
That was a good bar, though. That was kind of fire bar.
That's fire.
All right, so you lose. So you go next.
I lost. So I go next?
You should go next.
Okay.
It's round one, by the way.
Okay, this is round one. All right.
Out of five.
Out of a
million. This is from We Be Steady Mobbin'. All right, I'm throwing it back.
I know exactly
where you're going with it too.
Big house,
yeah.
Long hallways, got 10 bathrooms. I can shit all day. Okay.
Nothing
okay,
for me, dog.
Okay.
Stone cold.
No, that's a no
Steve
for me,
Austin.
Dog.
All right.
I should get the Randy Jackson sound effect. That's a no for me, dog. All right, I got one. This is Young Thug on Future's Foreign Nut. I just left your watch in the mud. How the fuck a N-word, like me ain't up. I just put some diamonds in her butt, and I seen it shining when she nut.
He lost.
Diamonds in the butt got me.
All right, so that's the end of round one. Let's do round two.
All right, this is Tyga's Temperature. Okay. Girl, you're hot and cold. That makes you warm.
You lost.
How is that a real bar that an A-list rapper can put together? Is that the whole bar?
Yeah, that's a whole
holy
bar.
Holy shit, dude.
That's Tyga. Wow.
He's trying his ass. So.
All right, I'm up.
Goofy Uncle.
Goofy Uncle Productions.
This is 2 Chainz from All Me.
Okay.
And my dick so hard it make the metal detector go off.
Solid bar. I mean, happens.
He wasn't even paying attention. I
have to pull
pissed.
My bars up. I don't have my phone. But it wasn't. It also didn't hit me.
Okay, fine.
It also didn't hit me.
That wasn't Chris Brown enough. It didn't slap.
2.
All right. I don't have it saved, so you got to go again.
Who, me?
Yeah.
This is Big Timers Still Fly. Have you ever seen crocodile seeds in a truck? Turn around, sit down, let them bite your butt.
Fire bar, not that funny.
Okay. You guys don't like comedy.
Go
it's up. Fine.
I already have mine. I'm going to scroll down to it. I don't think I could possibly do it justice. This is Moneybag Yo on See What I'm Saying. Now, let me get to the right part here. One thing about dude, he going to give it and his bag too deep. Put this shit together like Chinese letters. Sauce on the walk up. Ooh wee.
Snooze fest.
Fuck, I thought the ooh wee was going to get you. I really did.
Well, maybe you said ooh wee.
The way he delivers it in the song is ooh wee.
All right.
That better? Maybe I should have done it like that. Maybe we should play the. Well, we can't play it, but fuck it.
Nah.
All right, you go. Round 2.
Bitch pussy smell like a penguin.
Danny Brown. It does. It really does.
I don't think I'm laughing, dog.
Damn.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I think if you said the second part of the bar, I would have lost it.
I don't even know the second part of the bar.
What didn't hit that shit with my worst enemy's penis. Yeah, dick so
if
long.
I mean it.
Danny Brown really was drawing on that song.
You could just pull up a song. Bunch of the shit from fucking Danny Brown.
This is Young Thug's Doom. She sucked me, put me in a coma. I nut on that fish. On my sofa.
He lost.
I lost already, dog. What's the name of the song?
Dome. It's a terrible song. He's a terrible artist. That's why he's
honestly,
in jail for 80 years.
Fire name for the song.
All right, man. You do one. I got one coming up.
Interior crocodile alligator. I drive a Chevrolet movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Do you really, though?
Damn. It's a good bar, but again, I'm not that funny.
Your delivery is off.
Okay, here we go. You know why these bitches love me?
Because baby don't give a fuck.
I be fixing the weave while she's sucking my dick, pull it out, then I titty fuck.
This sounds like a good time, honestly.
I fuck her from the back and she nasty, killing her. Know how I give it up. It's not getting any funnier. All right.
It got worse.
It's just getting way too real.
Yeah,
you're right.
This is Childish Gambino's Sweatpants. Bring a girlfriend. Man, trouble when I see her. Onomatopoeia.
You lost.
I wasn't expecting onomatopoeia,
that's
honestly.
That's what it says in the song. Onomatopoeia.
And that's pretty good. That got me. Good.
Wood grain, chestnut,
titty fuck, chestnut.
Fire. All right, well.
But you chuckled, right? So you lost.
No.
I'm flipping birds. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
That probably would have been
all right. Well, that was our new segment.
Next time I'll be more prepared.
So we should. What do you think we should do next time? Should we do the AI voice?
I don't know. I thought it was gonna. I liked it the way that we just did it. I like reading it.
I like that too.
Because if onomatopoeia, maybe if the AI said eater onomatopoeia, it might not have been as funny.
Probably.
Or it might have been more funny.
It would have been a slam, though.
It would have.
Yeah, it would have been a slam.
Definitely been a slam.
Maybe if you typed slam at the end of the bar, you would have gotten a laugh from all three of us.
Is it a cheap fill-in real quick?
We're going to watch some TikToks now before we go to the anchor ad. I've got a shit ton of these that I
baby don't give am a
very excited to show you guys. I don't know where to start, honestly. I think we've watched some of these.
Go up.
We've watched some of these. Okay, so... There we go. Because this is where we ended up last time. This has music in it, so I can't play.
You did these. Keep going up.
We did these.
Keep going.
Hang on. I'm going.
That's Young M.A.
Yeah. We did
everything above the dog.
Right. The dog is the limit.
The dog.
With the human lips.
What the dog?
All right. So we'll start. Let's start right here with a production. So I favorited this one because a guy made a beat. So let's listen to this beat.
And this is prod by Miko. Mika. Micah. He got an aerial view and a side profile.
Oh, and a good video loop too. Looped right back into the beat. It's a good beat. I don't think it's anything special.
I think it goes harder than what it actually is because he shakes the camera when the bass hits.
Or is that when his fingers hit the keyboard?
No, his fingers are fucking feathers, dude.
Wow. The worst insult you could have said to the guy.
No, because when you're playing piano, you got to learn how to be soft with the fingers. And he's real soft.
Okay, I've got a couple more here. Let's watch this video of Denzel.
Denzel, when are you coming out with another album? I just dropped one. What you think this is? You think I'm a jukebox? You think you could just put a quarter in there and I just come up with a whole new song? This isn't Kinko's, buddy. You're not going to get a shitty copy, Denzel.
I like that.
You see where Denzel took that screenshot of Doja Cat?
Oh, my God. And what's happening to Doja Cat?
And she shaved her head and eyebrows. That's all.
Well,
bro, don't just say that's all.
I would think, no, could be health related, but she could have sold her fucking soul, and it's probably a hazing ritual. Hey, really pretty girl to the media with a fat bum. Why don't you go embarrass yourself for a little bit? Prove to us you're worthy to be in this little fucking circle for infinite health and glory to shave your head for a little bit.
I didn't know Alex was into QAnon.
I think, wild,
man.
I think you're stepping into some uncharted territory. I think more or less she's just rich and bored.
Or
I think she's got mad issues.
Hazing.
I'm sure she does. You look at all the artists. Fucking Denzel almost killed himself. Logic has anxiety and depression.
And he's all part black.
Everybody in this world has issues. Okay? Name one person who doesn't have fucking issues.
You have an
issues.
Issue? Here's a tissue. Exactly. Make me fucking music, monkey.
Social media.
Did not mean
is...
it like that.
You no, meant dance monkey. You
I,
meant
yeah,
dance
I
monkey.
At you and I saw
like
the
this
face.
Kind of monkey.
As soon
this
as I saw the face.
Monkey. Social media
like,
is just
that was almost
out,
as bad as me saying
it's bringing
Phil Collins
out a
invented
personal
Wakanda.
Side to these artists that we normally do not see.
You did say that.
I think she just shaved her head and eyebrows because fuck it, it'll grow back.
The same way that you did.
Yeah. Well, you see, I got fucking style with it, dude. You see that? You see that cut right there, dude?
That's a paper cut.
Hey, man, she looks fresh.
Shit looks like you got three eyebrows.
New thing.
Hey, man, it's just like it's, you and your parents.
I'm bringing content to the bar.
Cut off,
dude.
Let's watch some more.
All right.
I don't know what any of these are.
Yo, me and Rocky cuddle and watch Smack DVD.
I be licking his homie's braids and shit.
Smack DVD.
I be licking this nigga braids like.
This is Tyler and ASAP. Ranking.
I do that.
Tyler Jerome.
That's the one of the best right there.
That was honestly an ass TikTok.
It's an account that just takes regular. They just take like old videos and they just put like a facial effect on them. It's kind of lame and shit. Let's listen to, you guys know who Aiden Ross is?
Yes.
No.
He did a, I don't
because
know if this is
I
new.
Work for a living.
He's the one that has.
Salam, dude.
On who?
You, because you said it to me earlier.
He's the one that had,
well, you had to describe
Tory Lanez on when he did his infamous freestyle.
And he had
Ski Mask clap?
On when he went, you going to need a first aid kit and tell him I like it?
That's Slump Mask.
That's. You know, you'll know who he is as soon as I play him. You'll know who he is as soon
okay,
as I play
all
him.
Right, all right.
But in this video, he's hanging out with NLE Choppa. He's like, he's hanging with NLE Choppa. We're getting real guys.
I like how I gave him the easiest one to remember.
He would never.
Yeah. And he's like, I guess I'm going to watch the video. It's like, you
what
know
are you talking
who
about?
He is.
Right, dude, you got to put a quarter into his brain to get a memory
just like
out.
You.
He's hanging out with NLE Choppa.
Play the top.
And another,
play the top,
another
dude.
Streamer named Speed, and they're going to freestyle.
Oh, okay. I know the streamer
I can't
Speed.
I can't stand Speed.
Shot a flow, not.
They always have their shirts off. Shot a flow knot. I had to shoot a fucking knock. 10-10-10. You're about to fucking die. I grab my Glock. And then I smack your bitch with my cock. And then I play that music. It's rock, rock, rock. I got a rock hard Glock in my pocket. I swear to God, I'm going to shoot a motherfucker as I sock it. I'm going to take off like James Harden. I'm going to rock it. I swear to God, it's no flocking. No stopping, big fucking speed, nigga. It ain't no cockin'. Why the fuck you laughing, nigga? What's so fucking funny? Big fucking speed, nigga. And that shit so tummy. Fuck, nigga. Big fucking speed, and I fucking fart. Got a bad bitch, and she always motherfucking fart. Little nigga is on my dick, and I just rolled her a court. Hurt. Your door. Hey, I got that 2,000 of feeling. Need you saying this from first degree? I need a murder scene. Yeah, I bet I leave your ass in surgery. If you play with me, pray to be a murder scene. A burglary. I like how no one's hyping him up, but he's obviously the best freestyler.
There's like, it's such a noticeable gap between someone who's a professional and someone
they're
who's
they're both
not.
Screaming.
They just were so loud.
Aiden. Is that his name? Aiden.
The white boy,
yeah. Aiden and Speed were both screaming, hollering, making a fucking hootenanny
on
that mic.
See, Kanye got on the comments.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe Kanye would comment on that. Was it just an emoji?
He took a break from taking his medicine to type that
up. He did the wide-eye emoji. Like, he just shit his drawers, but he forgot to pull his pants down.
Cool. Go to church, motherfucker.
What'd you think about Speed's verse?
Honestly,
I particularly like the bar, arf, 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 arf.
I'm going to just lay it down. He's a fucking retard. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He is just, he's too much.
I think, I don't know why they were screaming. I mean, and I still don't know who this guy Aiden is.
Bullshit.
Dude, he's not a rapper. He's
doing
obviously
it for
not
he's
a rapper.
Streamer, and he does it, and he does a lot for the hip hop.
Watch stream.
You've seen the videos.
He's everywhere.
She
he's
make
everywhere.
A clap. 21 Guts. Now he had Tory Lanez on when he made. Yeah. She make a clap. Fucking freestyle.
Fuck your little hoes. You hoes. You manicure, pedicure toes.
I come out of the sock.
Yeah, but
the
that was Tory Lanez rapping
on Aiden Ross's show.
Okay, who gives a fuck whose show it is? I'm
everybody,
watching Tory
that's
Lane.
How it got big.
I'm watching Tory Lane.
Oh,
shit.
It's hopeless, dude.
Who's
I don't have
smaller,
enough quarters
Tory Lanez
to get
or Ryan?
From you. How about this one right here? This is another open verse challenge.
He's from Philly.
Yo, this guy's fire.
Let me tell you something. Yo. Look. I got my girls in the wobbling, wobbling, wobbling. I'm a stylist too. I'm gonna my walk, I'm making my chain. I'm gonna wobbling, I'm making my gold jewelry, my gold chain, my gold, my open rope, my gold, my open tie.
You got the fucking gold with the red light emoji.
I'm a gangster. I'm a stylist. I'm a wobbling. I got all you pretty girls. I'm a wobbling. I'm styled in the wrong way in front of the girls. Yeah, I know. I'm not faking it. Why every day? We're not getting spawned.
Chill.
Because you know why?
Trying to respect the lyrics over here.
We're going to say that girls love me.
We should have just played this TikTok for the laugh or lose lyrics.
He's mine. I'm going for him next Okay. I want to break this down real quick.
I want to break it down.
That was better than J.I.D. That dude spit so fucking hard. No, literally, I think he was spitting. That was good. That guy's from Philly. Did you know
that's
that?
That's like when a the baby rapper? Don't know how to talk and he's just babbling, but
oh
whatever they're
God.
Saying is fire.
Look, I think he has good control of his flow. I just think he needs to work on his enunciation.
He had to do some dark shit from the Mardi Gras beads. That's all I know.
Somebody showed him her
titties.
That's
bigger than my chain, I'll tell you that.
That's Bandit Life 2000 on TikTok.
And Bandit 2 billion, or whatever the fuck that number, 20 million. Just to let you know, they're messing around. They know my rap is very good.
Just to let people know that in the comments, people are messing around. And look, man, the man, what did I say? I said something.
They
I noticed
get
a couple words
they should get
didn't
Darius
rhyme.
On the beat and have him rap over it.
Oh, we said, I noticed a couple words don't rhyme, but overall, great verse.
And you got no likes on your comment.
Yeah, wow. It is what it is, man. You don't win them all, you know? You guys didn't like that, or you did like that? My dog was nuts downstairs.
I loved that because he was going so hard. And it wasn't like a 10-second, you know, verse. It was like kind of too long.
He went the whole verse.
He's an overachiever.
Yeah, he was down with that beat for sure.
He was definitely downs with it.
That beat went so stupid, made him stupid too.
Yeah.
He should have... I do wish he slowed it down.
Like his chromes?
No, I just wish
Not laughing.
I wish he had an extra bar.
Not laughing.
You're biting that bottom lip higher.
Here, I'll put this video on here. This is Drake.
Come on, guys. I'm joking. Come on. Who is this? Tory fucking Lanez?
Turn your fake ass Toronto accent off, bro.
Oh, wow, that's actually Drake. Look at all the fucking gay ass tattoos he's got.
You know what it is? Luxury, cosmic lifestyle. What the fuck if you dummies are still in the sink? Guys are getting rinsed out like this.
He doesn't talk like that.
Your dummies are still in
the
six.
That's what
six?
I hated. That's one the thing I hated about More Life when he tried to go fucking Jamaican and tropical on that
shit. That's a Toronto accent.
It's both.
No, when he's like, yeah, it's just a joke thing, yeah.
You done, no, eh?
Yeah.
It's the OBO thing, eh? Yeah,
that. When
watch
he say,
on for
when,
your head top.
When he's
watch
saying
speak on my
ting.
Name.
When he's saying ting. Mm. Hey, from Canada. You're French.
But also, like... You don't think he's got Jamaican roots?
Can't.
Oi, God.
Dude, the only Jamaican roots he's got is on his fucking nuts.
Okay. All right.
I am Cindy, man.
Let's see if there's a couple more here we'll watch before we go.
Is that Freddie Gibbs?
This is Freddie Gibbs right here.
Freddie, give me more.
This rabbit. Oh, did y'all hear the beef between him and Benny?
Hey, video's on, right?
Hey, balls, dude.
This is Freddie's announcement of his new album.
Keep it.
Yo, that I want a telephone like that in my house. Yeah. Wow, and she's bad.
Oh, hell nah, bitch. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Stop listening to your music.
Good night.
You didn't win a Grammy. Give it up.
I think it's called Cash
Jesus,
Casino.
Stop throwing him curveballs, please.
Oh, my God.
It's funny that he's actually got, like, his own TikTok verified. Oh, my God. Is that DJ Khaled?
Yeah,
please put that one on.
We'll
that six-year-old made some hot beats, though.
You know what's so crazy, man? It's like...
Your weight?
It breaks my heart.
Your weight?
That guy's trying not to laugh so hard.
Watch the video.
They don't believe in us. Speedy, they don't believe.
I don't believe you know what a salad
shh,
is.
Shh, shh. This breaks my fucking heart.
No, it doesn't.
Nah, it's fucking crazy. If you really think about it, like, it's actually humans that don't believe in us. Oh, God. Shame on them.
He's high as fuck.
How could they? Shame on these motherfuckers. God did. Yo, it's so crazy, man.
Bro, you have millions of dollars. What do you need belief for anymore? Oh, fuck off.
I have a theory. DJ Khaled is either the biggest dunce in the history of producers, or he's the funniest guy ever.
He's unintentionally funny.
But is it unintentional?
I think people laugh. That dude's laughing at him.
I think he's laughing because he's in on the joke. And DJ Khaled is doing something where he's keeping a straight face and his friends just
so
can't.
You're saying even on the VMAs when he's introducing somebody, he's a character piece the whole time?
God, dude. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I have a theory running now.
That would
now.
Be the world's biggest slam it if he was just fucking acting this whole time to be a douchebag.
So, I mean, who plays a guitar that bad? You seen that video?
Yeah.
Who plays a guitar like this? Who does that? Who
or
dances?
Shoots a basketball.
Who dances
that bad?
Like that, bro? I think maybe he might be in on the joke.
But the thing is he's too fat to be in on the joke.
Right. Okay. So now we're just gonna go for his weight.
Yep.
More.
All right.
More.
Let's listen to you remember Little Man Jay?
Yeah.
All right, let's watch the video.
Dude, I think he's an AI-generated robot.
I've been getting a lot of comments recently. Scoliosis. Talking about an interesting build. Bro, looks like you missed a software update. Which that one's my favorite, by the way. But I think it's about time that I explain to all y'all the medical conditions I have. The first medical condition your boy has is called scoliosis, baby. But I feel like a lot of people kind of already know what scoliosis is. It's a little bit of a curvature in the spine, and it makes people have a little bit of a weird posture. Something like this. Now we're on to the next
What if you just showed a guy doing the gritty?
This is where both my feet curved upwards, and I couldn't really find
bilateral club foot. That's what you got, Jake.
Take a picture of your feet. Take a picture of your feet.
As I stay in the club.
To be able to correct this condition, the doctors had to put medical screws in place.
Hit your foot with a hammer.
And I had to wear casts on both of my legs.
No, with a mallet.
Your boy was a whole construction site. Now on to the third condition. We got one called cleft palate. Which means I wasn't born with a hard or soft palate in the back of my mouth, so I wasn't able to eat out of my mouth for the first few years of my life. And that's
what, dude?
I had a gunshot wound. Now, the last medical condition, but definitely not least.
Wait, did he just compare a cleft palate to a gunshot wound? Did I miss that?
Yes, he did. He did. Continue.
Arthrogryposis. Which means all the joints in my body are deformed.
He's like the guy from SpongeBob where he's like, every night I break my bones. And every morning I get up and break my body.
And then I cry myself to sleep.
Every night, the heart attack.
Yeah, every night I have a heart attack until I cry myself to sleep. All right, so look, this man is pretty much Superman, but he's broke.
Little Man Jay is essentially not good.
Here's
he's
the thing,
an
right?
unlocked character for
hey,
sure.
And oh this my is, God. Who said this, right? Post Malone, right? In 12 carat toothache, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know about your problems, man. Just pretend like you're a little baby on TikTok and just keep making fucking music, dude.
I don't know. I kind of appreciate the fact that he's coming down to our level.
I wasn't laughing at the conditions. I started going off on a tangent in my head and I was laughing at that.
Those are always the worst.
Imagine if that video was 2 hours long and it was like, all right, on to number 74. I just
started imagining
an
like,
underbite.
What if he was Zoidberg from Futurama and it started making me fucking laugh? Like,
all right, number 103, I got a lobster tail. he turns out, what the fuck?
He's like, he started doing the Key and Peele skit with Undercover Boss. He's like, I got no dick. Cut my dick off. Remember that? He's like, you got to leave now. You're so rude to me. I was like, I got to feed my family. I got no dick. Remember that part?
I don't.
Fuck.
I remember it.
Yeah, thank you.
But joke's going on way too long.
Way too long.
You're right,
one more or
I think
break.
One more and then we'll go to break.
I'll let you pick.
I want that pirate-looking motherfucker next to the guy in the white t-shirt.
Okay, so this is a video of Baby Keem and Kendrick songs Be Like.
Okay. This will be good.
Baby Keem doesn't like green eggs and ham.
No, he does not.
Baby Keem doesn't like them Sam-I-Am.
No, Sam-I-Am.
I will not eat them in a house.
Stupid.
I will not eat them with a mouth.
Stupid.
I will not eat them here.
All right, that was actually stupid. Pretty terrible.
That was pretty rough, huh?
That
talk
was
about
tough.
A snoozer.
That was a snoozer. Sorry, guys.
Is that Young Thug?
You got skull fucked in prison.
Rick. Did you see Young Thug tweeted to Michael Phelps?
Yeah, he was like, I was talking to my homie and we were wondering if you could swim 100 miles from the Atlantic to the coast.
Where is he trying to swim from somewhere? Like, that's how I took it was he's asking.
I think he was just high as fuck
possible?
And just was like, I wonder how far Michael Phelps could swim. Because like, you know, it's 100 miles is like however whatever the record he swam in like a day of training.
But that motherfucker's in
right?
prison.
Yeah,
isn't
but like
he?
Who? Michael Phelps?
No, Young Thug. Isn't who, he in a cell?
Yeah, but who gives a fuck of Young Thug?
But how's he tweeting?
Dude, they
and
have,
why is he tweeting to Michael Phelps?
There, dude.
He's hey, about to go to prison
you don't,
forever.
You don't think people in jail like Young Thug don't have a fucking cell phone, dude?
I know they do.
Okay, so what's hard to believe about that?
Why is he doing it? He's going to court and he could potentially go away forever. Why isn't he tweeting like, I'm sorry?
Good.
Dude, because he's, dude, you know why? Because he's not real. Okay?
He's what
not,
do you think?
He's
AI?
Not fucking real. Yeah. I think he's AI. All
right.
Allen Iverson?
Fair enough. Let's go to a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Forever story.
Yeah.
Garbage.
We're back from our break and we are here to discuss The Forever Story by J.I.D. J.I.D., born Destin Choice Route in 1990. Better known by his stage name, J.I.D., also stylized J.I.D., which I heard
Jitty.
Stands for Jitty, Jittery. His grandma gave him the nickname when he was a kid because he had...
The jitters.
The jitters.
Spaz.
He's an American rapper, singer, and songwriter. He is also a part of the musical collective Spillage Village. Big fans of Spillage Village on the podcast.
And Creamville.
And Creamville. Now we listen to Spilligion. was the one of the first records we ever did on the podcast.
So far.
Yeah.
Still go back to that album.
So
Mirrorland was also Earth Gang, but they did have G.I.D. like feature on that a lot.
And they've been in each other's work. Every artist in that collective is
Bears
featuring on
much.
Each other's stuff.
Bears
Ari
like
Lennox's
this too
stuff.
Much.
And then most recently we did the D-Day mixtape mm-hmm. with Dreamville. And that was another... Yeah, we got some good content from J.I.D., J. Cole, all them guys. Spillage Village, founded by Earth Gang in 2010 with other artists such as Hollywood J.B., Jordan Bryant, and Black, among others. He's signed to J. Cole's Dreamville Records and Interscope Records. Apparently, he's also a member of the hip-hop supergroup Zoink Gang with Smino, Buddy, and Guapdad 4000.
Okay. Zoink Gang.
So he's from Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. one of our boys, and we have this conversation all the time. Who's the best out of Atlanta?
Atlanta yeah. right now is hot.
Atlanta,
dude.
Oh, man, I love this conversation. It's my favorite to have, which city is the hottest right now, because I go back and forth from Memphis to Atlanta.
But who has the most hittable?
I don't know, bro. Moneybag Yo, Pooh Shiesty,
Dolph,
Key Glock.
Dolph's dead.
But Pooh Shiesty just put out a fucking verse on Megan Thee Stallion's album.
Right. Key Glock's really not in the same category when you talk about J.I.D., 2 Chainz, Migos.
I mean, they're done. You're right. They're not. But I'm just saying, in terms of cities who are pioneering this sound.
True.
J.I.D., Atlanta, that's where trap music was born, right? T.I. came yeah. up with trap music. J.I.D. is furthering that sound. Memphis has its whole own thing.
Did
Detroit,
T.I. come up with trap?
Supposedly, T.I. was the pioneer of trap music. He had one record back in like 2001 or something like that. That was like the very beginning. It was one of his breakout songs. And that was what put Atlanta on the map at the time. And it was the invention of
where
trap music.
Where was T-Pain from? I thought T-Pain was from...
T-Pain's from the South, but I don't know where from.
I think he's from Louisiana.
Mm. Okay.
I think.
Basically, J.I.D. has had a lot of different projects. He was on the internet like SoundCloud rapper for a while with projects such as The Route of Evil, The Root of Evil, Para 2, and his initial album DiCaprio, which is not available on streaming. But then when he got signed, his debut studio album was called The Never Story, released in 2017, which I think all three of us here agree is one of the better hip-hop albums of all time.
Yeah.
At least that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown on me since I've heard it the first time. That's where tracks like Never, Louder, Ed, Ed, Nettie,
General,
Doo-Wop.
Yeah. Doo-Wop was more like a like singy type. What it was like maybe a minute and a half.
Whatever. I just remembering the track names.
Yeah, it's such a good... I mean, the whole album is fire.
And then he puts out DiCaprio 2,
yeah.
which had absolute bangers.
Yeah.
Westbrook.
Like 151 Run, Off D's, Westbrook.
Yeah.
You just love ASAP.
I think
so
like that
much,
song.
Dog.
That song grew on me hard.
Did
here's,
it really?
Here's yeah. the thing. I like The Never Story better, but where G.I.D. thrived
was DiCaprio 2.
Was DiCaprio 2.
I
think DiCaprio
better,
2 came
yeah,
out with
same.
Like crazy ass features and flows, and I think that was when people who were actually following J.I.D. at the time realized that this dude is no fucking joke.
I think 151 Rum, like,
well,
it like
that's how I found
blood,
it.
It put a fucking crack. It put a crack in hip hop, and like it was hip hop was one thing, yeah. and then there was this like branch that went off when 151 Run came out, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, now we got J.I.D. style. Like,
yeah, but like DiCaprio 2 also has like the bangers like Scrawlberries, Mounted Up, Hasta Luego, like shit like you just
yeah,
don't hear
I'm
all
mounted
the time.
Up.
And then I said, I'm not counting up.
Every track, just so
this,
good.
The first song I ever heard by J.I.D. was Hasta Luego.
Really? Mine yeah. was 151.
And then you showed me The Never Story.
And that was like back when we would hear singles.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this guy's got a whole album, baby.
Yeah, I remember that. We listened to it in like your parents' sunroom.
And what's even more nuts is that he has even more music on SoundCloud that we've never even heard. Like, yeah. he does a full remix of My Name Is by Eminem.
Dude, yeah, I heard that on my SoundCloud.
I've heard that.
A shit ton of music.
That one.
And then
him and Earth Gang also do a lot of shit like Torba, Bears Like This Too Much.
Yes, those are like the older shit.
Yeah, I have all of that on my phone.
Love it.
But some of that is still on Apple Music, though.
Yeah. Like, the Bears Like This Too.
I found that on Spotify. Yeah, no.
mm-hmm.
But as you guys know by now, we talk about this almost every episode. We've been waiting for this moment
mm-hmm.
for two
months.
Years now.
Months.
Talking about it on the potty ever since we started doing the rap part. for about 2 years now. Like, when is JID dropping? Oh my God, I can't wait. And now it's finally fucking here. So you know more than any of us that this is our shit. It's our bread and butter.
Everybody knew it was going to drop this year. We just didn't know when. I know we discussed like maybe a couple months. Yeah, I mean, I did. Right,
you
knew. We can go back a couple episodes because I was like, he's dropping either July, August, and if not August, September. And I kept going on as like a gag joke, but I was serious. I knew something was brewing.
He said, if it's not 2022, it's definitely 2023.
Exactly. If it's not 2023.
But I fucking got it. It was August.
You got lucky. Because I think it took JID over 2 years to get the samples cleared for this album. I don't know what sample it was, but that was what he posted on his Instagram story and said, over 2 years to clear a sample, I'm about to drop this motherfucker tonight. That was like a week before the album actually came out.
Yeah.
I don't know what sample that would have been.
Other than Surround Sound.
Well, which, he came out with that, didn't he come out with like some sort of documentary?
Dance Now.
I think he is. I think he is going to come out with a documentary.
It might have dropped today.
The sample on Dance Now, part of that isn't, you know, that's not just an original beat. It comes from a Michael Jackson sample. It comes from an original sample before Michael Jackson used it as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big one, too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's probably what it is. Because I don't even know. We've spoken about this before. Like, I don't know what goes into getting a sample cleared.
Talk to Young Gravy. King at it.
That motherfucker does Jesus it just Christ. So well.
Do you see he fucking brought a porn star's mom?
Addison Rae.
Addison Rae is the TikTok girl.
Oh, she's always a porn star? Like,
she's like the one that... No, she's like... She's got like the most TikTok followers. She got like a 300 million TikTok
she's
followers.
Big?
She was the first one to start doing TikTok dances to songs.
She's like a multi-millionaire.
And then it was like there was that girl Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah,
whatever.
They're all like multi-millionaires.
Addison Rae, I think, was the first one to start. Bella Poarch, dating her mom. Bella Poarch, Charli D'Amelio, and Addison Rae are the fucking.
Did they like get out of the game?
Stone
yeah,
bitches.
For real.
Yo. Why does she look like blown out? Oh my God. Every fucking video's got 20 million views.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at this.
Now hear me out, right? I never heard of this guy, Aiden, and you didn't believe me. How has this motherfucker never seen a TikTok of Addison Rae? Tell me that.
I really haven't either. My feed doesn't go on the popular stuff. I just know she is.
Ryan, before
you're killing me right now.
Before you say something,
I already knew who she was.
Dude, we know.
You're gonna make me shave my other eyebrow.
We know how toxic your fucking Reddit feed is, dude. That's absolutely how you found her,
bro. There's no way, dude.
Your Reddit feed, you open it up, every post is blurred. I bet you have to double click it to get it unblurred.
Well, it's a 15 song album. It's about 55 minutes long.
Oh shit!
It comes with some strong motherfucking features with your boy Kenny Mason, Earth Gang, 21 Savage. We got
Baby Tate,
Mos Def on here. Your boy Lil Wayne, Ari Lennox. You know
the Ari Lennox feature. I mean, Ari Lennox always fucking kills it, but. Damn, this song fucking is so soothing.
I think it was so needed in that number 10 slot. Like, it to me, I was just getting to a point where I was like, this album is going one way. And then she comes in, bro, and introduces like that Brud and M song with Lil Durk, so soulful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sist and M, so soulful. And then Ari Lennox is like, you want soul? Can't make
Do you
me
think
change.
There's a method to the madness when you're a genius like JID about placing the songs where they go.
Yes, he cares about every second.
Like, you can notice how when the album starts, it's a little more upbeat, and as it gets to the middle, it gets a little more soulful, and as it gets to the end, it's like he saved his best lyrics for last.
I think you see that formula with a lot of artists. I think that's like a pretty typical formula. But for him, yes, he cares a lot. And I think
there's like right now, I think there's something deeper that we're not seeing.
That's
this album together.
I think he said the most realest lyrics for the end.
Louder 2 went really crazy, and it's a really good like staple to the end of the album.
And there's no wasted time either. Like, every track is meaningful.
No wasted time.
Nothing boring about it.
The flows on here went stupid. Like, some of these flows I've never heard of any artist do this type of flow. Like fucking Crack Sandwich and Punk Me.
He's a king of beat switches,
I think
man.
Can't Punk Me is
Plus
probably my.
Me, bitch. Put
I think
funky,
Can't
Punk
Me is my favorite song of this album. One, because it just goes hard.
You love Earth.
Two, man. I love Earth Gang. Three, the two JID and Earth Gang all together is just like fucking so sweet.
It's like a crack sandwich.
It really is like a crack sandwich.
One of the most underrated, if not properly rated, kings of beat switches.
I think people are starting to realize it now.
Keem, dude. It's all baby Keem for me. Beat Switch City.
On stats.
Compliment it too. But yeah,
trademark right. USA.
Trademark on that pussy. Trademark on that.
Family Ties. I think
What was your favorite song on this album?
Money.
So I think. Okay, so for some reason, Money hit me.
Well, I'm just, you know.
It's fine.
If I got to go to different categories.
I work for a living. I work for a living. It's fine.
I have a bank account, right? I have bills. Yeah.
But you don't have a 529, though.
Break this. No, but I got 401k, though, right?
Okay.
Hey, I got an annuity and a pension.
Hey, an annuity. I need my money now. I have a cash annuity.
All right. Come on. Get back to
And
you.
I need cash now. All right,
Joe. All right. So I'm going to break the album into the things that I thought were cool. I think that the reason this is such a good album is because he shows us that he can do everything.
Yeah.
He sings, he raps, different flows. He has a song, you know, storytelling on Crack Sandwich. He has the hard, heavy hitting shit on Radar and Dance Now, but it's also conscious. He thinks it's an album to me about being yourself in the midst of like being successful. And like, I think Dance Now was a really good track to start to like drop before the album, because to me that song meant it's all about being successful in the industry. And the Dance Now I thought was like a Dance Monkey Dance kind of thing. And he even says in there, you know, like, if you dance for the devil, you'll never dance again.
Right.
There's lyrics in there that just kind of imply that being famous and being successful is hard.
Yeah.
But J.I.D.'s able to maintain his integrity and his personality through everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like how was my favorite track is Money. And he said in Money, he was like, ate so many bologna sandwiches that if someone handed me one again, I'd smack that N-word in his mouth. And then he goes on to talking about how I got money now, but it won't ever change me. Then he continued to say, it's funny how being broke is almost, or he said, being broke is something about like, it's almost like an expensive lifestyle is what he said. Because even the most minimal shit is so fucking expensive. So it's almost like being rich and then you're trying to buy Bugatti, or being broke and you're trying to just open the oven door. Like he said,
it's just different
got
shit.
Money now.
You just, your perspective changes.
And then he proceeds to say later on, in the song, the perspective changes, and he said, after he's got the money, if someone handed him a bologna sandwich, he would gladly take it from him and eat it.
Which is a cool, like,
as he started to say, he smacks somebody in the mouth because he's getting the money, and now he's finally got a bag and comfortable that he would gracefully take it.
I think it's more or less like a reflection. Like, you start, like, a lot of what happens with these rappers is that they come up with almost nothing, and then they get successful, and then they have billions, maybe not billions, millions of people looking at them with every decision that they're making. They're making money, but sometimes with like producers or something, they don't know where all this money's going. They could be getting a portion, but they may not know where all of the money's going. So their grind from 0 to 100 is the part where they're going to be greedy and they're going to be less forgiving about the people who they share their wealth with. I think at the end, it's like, you know, the end of the journey, and he's starting to realize that he is now like somewhat at the top, and he will gladly, you know, be humble about certain things.
Yeah, I think it's not forgetting where you came from, right? It's like the bologna sandwich made me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even just because I got $1 million and I can eat a filet mignon for every meal, like, I still appreciate those bologna sandwiches.
Right. And he said he'd smack the shit out of Joe Rogan.
Just because it rhymes. Just because it rhymes. I honestly, like, it has so many highs for me that I can't say one favorite song.
Hot take real quick.
Oh, hot.
Better than Melt My Eyes?
I don't want to compare them. Better, I know I initially told you, like, I have an opinion on but...
Better than Melt My Eyes.
Not going to say. I can't say, dude. I can't say. It's hard. They're two different albums. It's J.I.D. and Denzel. They do different things.
Do they, though?
They do different things. You're disgusting for just questioning that right now.
They rap.
Wow.
Wow. Now, that was... I didn't say that.
Wow, you guys really are on one, huh?
That'd be like you're comparing country albums.
But
those are two different things. Like they just talked about fucking.
If I asked you if Garth Brooks was better than Morgan Wallen, you'd say they do different things.
I would say they both fuck their sisters. What does it matter?
They both drive tractors, bro.
Right. No, the reason I was giving you a face is because you had already given me this opinion.
I know, and I did it prematurely, and I really want to get away. We said this, bro. We said this a long time ago when we used to rate albums.
Yeah.
We gotta pull ourselves back a minute and realize that not every song or every artist needs to be compared to every other artist.
Correct.
Every great album doesn't need to be compared to every great album. Things can be great and stand alone. Mm-hmm. And we can enjoy them just as much, if not more, if we just appreciate them while they are here. So what I'm saying, what I'm proposing is that we give my man J.I.D. his flowers while he's still with us.
Mm-hmm. Put the fist down though, right?
Why? What? Oh my God, I didn't know I had the fist up.
Tell us which album was better.
I didn't know he had the fist up.
Hey, kudos on the self-aware. You win this round.
I think War by Josiah was better than both of these.
Okay, well,
hey, Ryan gave him a 10.
I'm in, baby. Ryan
gave him a 10.
Fucking in, dude.
I think we all heavily recommend this album.
Yes.
Obviously, to our listeners, you need, and if even...
Even to my non-listeners.
I'm 10 toes down and 2 thumbs up.
One color, 2 numbers, 3 fingers in the air, motherfucker. That's a Suicide Boy song. That's been in my head.
Sing it.
Again, if you have to listen to this album 10 times to appreciate its worth, do it. Because I think that...
It's worth it.
This is an album that should stick with you for a long time. We're looking at, potentially, and we will have to compare them eventually. Maybe we just got to give it time. Potentially album of the year.
Hey, that was a good Ryan scheme. Mm-hmm. Potentially and eventually, you're onto something.
I should be in Earth Gang, really, is what should happen. They should call me back.
Hey, I would say you're probably better than Earth Gang. Just by
saying... You're Birth Gang.
I'm Girth
Gang. You could have farted on a fucking toothbrush, and that would have been better than Earth
Gang. Well, I think it's time for me to tell y'all all about my medical conditions. So, I don't know if you knew this, but...
Well, actually, let's take another anchor.
I have a fucking fishtail. First of all, I'm going to get close and personal with a sharp object.
Cut your fucking head off.
I'm going to hit you in the abdomen with a blunt object.
Boy, I'm from Brooklyn, eh?
This was a really fun album to listen to. I'm super happy we finally got it. And I don't know what's going to top it. I don't know how many albums we have left this year that are going to be in the contention.
Travis Scott's Utopia.
Boo.
That ain't coming, though.
You don't think it's going to come out this year?
He killed kids.
You don't think it's going to come out, though?
And they dropped an album.
If any album is better than this album, that'll be a bra moment for sure. Goofy at Uncle.
Yeah, now that might actually be the track of the year.
If Goofy at Uncle released, dude, that would be so tight.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me your top 3 for the year right now, if you have them.
Okay. Ghetto Gods.
Ooh, okay.
Melt My Eyes.
Uh-huh.
The Forever Story.
Okay.
Melt My Eyes, Forever Story, and a solid one.
Few good things. This is so tough.
Wow.
But I absolutely got to put the Forever Story in.
Absolutely.
I don't. It's so tight for me.
What about Vince Staples' album?
I know. It's so tight for me, bro. It's so tight. And what about Kendrick?
Pause.
Oh, but Mr. Morale, though?
What about Kendrick?
Wait.
It's so tight for
me. Is 2022 the greatest year for the most amount of contending true album of the years?
I think if you think about it, yeah.
Nas drops something, then you know the Grammys are going to give it to him.
Or Iggy Azalea.
Iggy
Azalea is coming back, though.
I got that big ass.
Big ass. Tight gash. Fed on the gas.
So why does her ass look like it's full of Krabby Patties?
I need Armani Caesar and Iggy Azalea to fusion become two thighs.
They would just turn into
that would be a final boss.
The whole world would just...
It'd be a crab walker tank, just the 4 legs.
No, it'd be a Virginia, just fucking thighs.
Even one punch man could not stop that.
Cone mass with just thighs.
I got to end it before we get too wild.
Holy,
this was episode 163. This was episode 163 of the podcast. Out the wazoo. Boy, we always be having fun on this podcast.
Please check us out at Wazoo Podcast on Instagram. Go on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe, drop a comment. Your boys... getting gravy and money out
share
here.
The podcast, bro. Tell Please. Your fucking friends. Tell your friends right into the podcast.
And on the next few weeks, we're going to have our spotlight artists. Don't get confused. We're going to have a couple Kais on air. And we
might even
dirty.
Have a K-Ron and a Taco. We don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
We got lots of artists who want to be on the show. And we got lots of artists that we want to put on the
show.
We're
getting real grimy out here.
Just going to get real in the next few months. You never know. Get on the podcast now while we're still being generous. We'll see y'all next time for episode 164.